We begin this evening in South Africa, where it was 70 years ago that the system of apartheid began. The laws made white people officially superior, creating separate public facilities, transport and schools for the black majority. The policy only ended in 1994, the same year Nelson Mandela was elected the country's first black president. Rona Tarrant has been speaking to one man who lived through the regime. He speaks about the long struggle to end apartheid and the role Ireland played in the fight.
Our policy is one which is called by an Afrikaans word apartheid.
Though the word apartheid was first introduced to the wider world in 1948, separating black Africans from the white minority had long been a policy aim.
And I'm afraid that has been misunderstood so often. It could just as easily, and perhaps much better, be described as a policy of good neighbourliness.
South Africa's Prime Minister Hendrik Verwoerd said the policy was misunderstood, but in reality it created discrimination for the black majority in every aspect of their lives. Thulani Mabaso's first memories of the system were formed when he was 8 years old.
My grandmom, she was always mourning about her livestock that was forcibly taken away from them.
His family grew up on one of the many townships for black South Africans.
No ablution, no toilets, and the one tap out of 500 family, one tap of water.
Conflict with authorities was constant.
At schools, mostly being constantly harassed by police, just come unannounced with dogs, the big dog called Alsatians, throwing some tear gas canister, people run out of the window. And then some of my schoolmates disappeared. We started to, as a group of school kids children, we started to say, hey man, something must be done.
By the time Thulani was 15, he left school to join the armed resistance wing of the African National Congress, or the ANC.
I went for training, guerrilla warfare. Even my training, we was well indoctrinated. We were told, your enemy can be your mother, your sister, your brother. They're not a race. Because us, we only see the white person as an enemy.
Thulani soon became involved in violent activity. In 1983, when he was 19, he walked into a Defence Forces building in Johannesburg and planted an explosive device.
And then we informed them that there's an explosive on the second floor. They must evacuate using the staircase, not the lift. Indeed, we saw them moving out. And then 1 minute past three in the afternoon, then the explosive took place.
57 people were injured. 3 months later, Thulani was arrested.
And then I was taken to John Foster Square, most notorious police station. I was then severely tortured there.
He received an 18-year prison sentence and in 1985 was transferred to Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was also a prisoner. Conditions were poor and Thulani soon became a leader in hunger strikes.
To change the diet, you must remember that we were given a different diet scale. Diet for blacks, diet for colored and Indians. We had 29 demands. They met 20 of the demands. And then we said, well, we are suspending. I was even given the nickname Black Bobby Sands.
Despite being on an island in South Africa, the prisoners received regular news about the troubles in Northern Ireland and felt an affinity to the cause.
It was the biggest ever Republican funeral with thousands of Bobby Sands supporters from all over Ireland arriving.
They also received word of the Dunn Stores workers who refused to handle South African produce in a protest over apartheid policies.
It was very much encouraging and said, oh, we are not alone.
Thulani served 6 years in Robben Island and was eventually released in 1991 as part of a deal negotiated by the ANC. He subsequently worked as an organiser with the group and in 1994 witnessed his fellow former inmate Nelson Mandela become the country's first black president.
And never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another.
In 2002, Thulani returned to Robben Island. this time to work as a tour guide on what is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Even now, I still feel emotional.
Here, in the hallways and cells where Thulani lived as a prisoner, he now greets tourists and world leaders and tells them his story.
People need to know. You can read the history book, but as long as we're still alive, we need to rewrite our history so that the new generation, they don't commit the same mistake.
Rona Tarrant was reporting there. She was speaking to Thulani Mabaso, who is now a tour guide at Robben Island, where he was once a prisoner and where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years of his incarceration. And if you want to hear more about Ireland's connections to South Africa, the Nelson Mandela exhibition is running at Kilmainham Jail in Dublin until January.